That's Oasis, and she's electric. It's the free Martin Keller Show here on Mansfield 103.2 FM. Absolutely free. Andy Hitchcock is getting 50% of my fee. That's the kind of guy I am. And has come in to snigger sycophantically at anything I say that's even vaguely funny. The thing that, that disappointed me slightly, having been a bit of a big beast in the radio world years ago, I got to do all the stuff, you know, on at daytime and having travel news and all that sort of stuff, and people running always.
Real news.
Here's a news flash for you. Yeah. Oh, Winston Churchill dead now. And all that stuff. And now, of course, I'm here late at night. You don't get to do it. However, we are going to do a travel spot. So here is the travel news for you. Listen very, very carefully. Listen up. Check it out. So here we go with the travel news. While scouring our cameras and the eye in the sky, we find that the only people out and about this time on a Saturday night are those in search of al fresco thrills. So here's our guide to watch out for on the roads, or just actually slightly off the roads, in Nottinghamshire tonight. Well, we start at Blidworth Woods. Bit of a snarl up just off the A614 going down to Blidworth Bottoms. Ooh, matron. Where a short, squat, bald man is trying to remove his trousers over his shoes. He's being helped by a 45-year-old supermarket checkout lady from Morrison's in Chesterfield, wearing fairly impractical undergarments. So it might be as well to give this one a wide berth.
Now, looking further afield, another one to avoid is in the Newark area. It's the Home Pierpont car park, where an overweight butcher's assistant with several unwise piercings and hair dyed an unlikely shade of red is on the floor of a Vauxhall Corsa with an accounts clerk who's driven over from Lincoln in response to a highly inaccurate picture and a highly inaccurate description on the internet. Now, he's parked his Toyota at the side of the rowing centre, and this could cause some delays later after the post coital cigarettes when cars begin to move off.
Okay, thanks, Andy. That's certainly one to watch out for there in Newark. Take care too around Clumber Park. Now, this is just off the A57A1 roundabout, about half a mile down the A614. An awful lot of sightseers seem to have descended on the park there. There could be visibility problems, as many of the cars, according to the reports we're getting, have steamed up windows.
Finally, problems at that old favourite, the Pleasley Vale car park. Yeah. This is just off the A617. This is, of course, a very popular outdoor activity centre here. Yes. But, of course, some of you are taking this too literally, and there could be some pile-ups later on, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think we know what you're saying. Thanks, Andy. Well, if there are any problems dogging you, if you know what I'm saying, that we haven't mentioned, do let us know. Just put your clothes on and send us a text. This is Mansfield 103.2, making the going easy and the coming back, if you know what I'm saying. And here's Engburen.